prayer by our chaplain, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
In the 121st Psalm, we hear, "The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore." Gracious God, we give you thanks that you have watched over us and brought us safely to our destination so that we may do the work you require of us. As we face the challenges of this week, be in our midst and let your steadfast love guide us. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I'm going to say call the roll in a minute, but the rules of the Missouri Senate do not permit flash photography unless permission is given by the majority floor leader. Call the roll.
Senators Barnetts, Bartle, Bray, Callahan, Champion, Clemens, Crowell, Cunningham, Days, Dempsey, Engler, Goodman, Green, Griesheimer, Justice, Lager, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Nadler, Pierce, Pergeson, Ridgway, Roop, Schaefer, Schmidt, Scott, Shields, Schumeyer, Smith, Stouffer, Vogel, Wilson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from the 10th, Senator from 2nd, from 24th. The quorum is present. The Senate is in session. Secretary, read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 9th day, Thursday, January 22nd, 2009.
Mr. President, I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with, and the same being approved as though having been
You've heard the
read.
Motion. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Introduction of guests, Senator from 31st.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a good friend of mine in the upper gallery. As former mayor of Harrisonville, and is here with the Missouri Optometric Association, Dr. Larry Snyder.
Will the guest of the Senator from 31st please rise for welcome? Senator from the 23rd.
Mr. President, I have very honored to have some special guests who are here from St. Charles today. They have braved the threatening inclement weather to be here with us today. They are starting with Dr. Larry Davis, who is the Dean of the College of Optometry. Perhaps you've been able to enjoy the goodies of the cinnamon rolls that he's been delivering to offices in the state capitol today. He has with him his wife, Janice, their daughter, Sydney, and a good friend of Sydney's, Kate Mabry. They are on my right, Mr. President, and your left.
From St. Charles, 23rd, please rise for recognition by the Senate. Introductions. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Resolution. Senator from St. Francois.
Mr. President, I have three resolutions I'd like to send forward.
Send your three forward. Care to explain them in serial fashion, Senator?
Yes, if you would print them. What
they shall be all printed in the journal.
They would all be printed, Mr. President. I would like to explain them just briefly. My intention would be to have the two of them just brought before the body, and that would be a discussion of floor substitutes and of the rules on seniority on the seat assignments for the future. And then the third one was, what, as I mentioned last Thursday, we would be having a discussion on computers, laptop computers on the floor. That one I would send to rules, and hopefully the president would assign that right away, President Pro Tem, and that would be assigned. We will deal with it. We will talk about that later. If you have They are available if you have any thoughts or if you have any problems with the two that we plan on discussing. We'd be happy to talk with you before we get to it on the floor.
Senator, may the chair inquire of you?
Yes.
I'm unclear, Senator. Is it your desire to take up and vote on two of them?
Not today. Not today.
Senator, they're all being printed in the journal. Matter of referrals is the senator from Buchanan, as you know.
That's right.
The senator from the 11th is seeking recognition.
President, may I inquire of the senator from St. Francis?
Does the senator yield? Proceed.
Senator, I appreciate the inquiry. We kind of discussed this, but I know that just for my caucus and your caucus, you and I had kind of agreed that two of them, there wasn't a need to go to the rules because they're not really majority-minority issues per se. One is that any sub has to be on the desk 24 hours before it's adopted. The other deals with seniority and seating and offices, correct? And so we're going to just, without going to rules, just discuss those as a body tomorrow or Wednesday.
Yes.
And then the laptop issue, will come at the same time or?
No, that will go, hopefully the President Pro Tem will refer that to rules. There are several people that had input they would like to do in committee first, so we're going to take that committee and then talk about it and then bring that one before the body.
Yeah. Okay, thanks very much.
I don't think it's a pressing issue enough because we're spending such a short period of time in here right now. The computer is not a problem, but we'll
so it is. It is unlikely, Juana, it is unlikely that we would deal with the laptop issue Tuesday or Wednesday?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you.
Senator from St. Francis.
This is Senator Yield. Proceed.
Thank you, Senator. And I know the rules you distributed will be published in the journal for
yes.
tomorrow that we'll be able to read. When were you wanting
yes.
to take those up?
Well, we were talking about taking them up tomorrow or Wednesday, but they will be taken
okay.
up this week. If you got any problems, I want everybody to see them before we take them up because we might be able to work out any problems prior.
Okay. And what are, just briefly, what are you doing? The only thing substantive I really heard was what you're doing with floor substitutes.
That's correct.
So what are you
doing,
there?
Basically what you did in the House made it so that one day you'd have to put them up. You couldn't just drop it and have, let's say, something written in Latin and in there and
okay.
Surprise everybody with floor sub.
Okay,
you know.
So they would lie on the desk for one legislative day.
That's correct.
Okay.
The other one is a matter, just for, so you'll know it if you have a problem, since this body always takes pride in the fact that we sit by seniority, what we're going to do is have a place, hopefully, for the President Pro Tem, the Majority Leader, the Minority Leader, and everything will be by seniority only, not, you know, so that if a new majority member comes, the minority member doesn't have to have the worst place on the floor because they sit by seniority. So that's basically it. The offices, as a lot of you expressed to me, that they thought that much similar to the House, that there was an assigned minority, majority, and pro tem office, there's not, and it doesn't affect me in any way, but in the future we would like that because it does make some sense to have the majority of the leaders sitting next to the President Pro Tem and to have an office that's close proximity to the floor. Back years ago when there was no term limits and it took you 20, 30 years to get to those positions, you did have an office and desk in those positions. Now, because of term limits, you may only be here 2 years and not
I think
have
prior to term limits, no one wanted those positions.
maybe that's the case. But that's basically what we're saying.
Those positions as the Pro Tem and the floor leader prior to term limits, no one really cared about.
They
that.
Drew straws. That's
whoever
right.
didn't even show up at the meeting ended up having,
got it.
Having
right.
to carry that. And as far as I've heard the old war stories, the only thing the Republicans and Democrats absolutely agreed on was that John Schneider was never going to be either. So that's
I don't
probably
know about
the last big bipartisan part of that. Well, I appreciate it, Senator. Thank you.
Senator from Clay.
Thank you, Mr. President. To inquire the Senator from St. Francis.
This is Senator
yes.
Neal. Proceed.
Good afternoon, Senator.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon. What's this business I heard you talking about? Everything else is seniority with the exception of three offices.
Not the three desks.
Three desks.
On the floor here, for example, I'll use the example of the Senator from the first. Since he's a minority member, he has
right.
to stay in that spot now, even though he has more seniority than the Senator from Boone.
Okay.
And even though we say we only sit by seniority, we been putting spots around. And what would happen is we'd have those three spots,
right,
and then everything else would be just selected by seniority.
Totally
on seniority.
So I think you got a good idea. I'm just trying to figure
and
out
no one,
here.
It wouldn't affect anybody sitting right now. It would be
right
for the future.
Because you get to keep what,
that's
what
right
you've got.
That's
because
tradition,
that,
Senate, you never take away.
That's Senate tradition, right?
Yes, it is.
So Senate tradition would be to follow more along the lines of seniority.
Correct.
Okay. How about the offices outside? I heard you mentioning something having to do with the offices
outside.
We
would still have minority and majority offices, but there would be one designated minority leader office,
right,
one majority leader office,
right,
and one president pro tem. Right now in the rules, only the president pro tem's office is designated.
Okay.
The rest
but
would
that,
be done by seniority.
But that still follows Senate tradition.
Yes, it does.
That's absolutely Senate tradition.
Yes.
So tell me the value of seniority when it comes to things like hope for assignments. I mean, I think it's valuable. But talk to me a little bit about seniority.
Seniority on floor assignments?
Sure.
Well, I think there is a certain amount of desire to be on the edges and back, and because of your place. And
yeah, I like being back here.
Yeah, I think that and what we've
closer
said,
to the women's restroom,
right.
I mean, that's great
and
stuff.
That will give you a little bit more flexibility, because then you won't say, okay, what are the six minority positions or
right
seven, and I only have to take those, I can't take those. If we're going to truly be a body that sits by seniority,
right,
rather than party, then we ought to do that.
Well, Senator, I think that there is a lot of value having to do with seniority. And you and I have had some discussions about that around here and why that it's important to build upon that rather than to turn our back on that tradition. Because then we start just kind of, you know, a long time ago, Senator, you may not know this, but I worked for actually a Democrat congressman in Washington, D.C. And I learned something. That the prior congressman, who was a Democrat congressman, do you know that he used to actually shuffle seats as to who was going to be closest to him based on who was in favor and who was not in favor?
Well, that's where the kings did it. You know,
the kings did that.
Kings
that's
did
right.
That. Whoever
kings
was closest to you was your.
That's right. And as
greatest
the senator,
favorite.
The senator from the 11th mentioned, you know, he used to talk about our emperor, you know, with some degree of derision. And actually, even a more junior staff person might actually wind up in a senior position of responsibility just because he liked that person more than the other one. The other person might have gotten a little out of hand, a little loud, or spoken up, or something like that. And so the person might get leapfrogged over like that. Did you know that that used to happen?
I did not.
Well, it did. And thankfully, the Democrat congressman that I worked for cleaned that up. And he said, we're not going to play those kind of Mickey Mouse games at our house anymore. And I thought he did a great idea.
Well, thanks.
So,
I think the same thing here. I tell you the truth, when we started this, we were just wanting to avoid what we've got right here. And I said,
right,
we really should have them close. But then some of the minority members said, that if
right
we're going to do it on tradition and seniority, why do we have in this body, why do
Senator,
we have those positions?
I couldn't agree with you more. And I hope that we have an opportunity later on to have a few more conversations about
okay
things of this nature.
Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Senator from the 13th, for what reason do you seek recognition?
To inquire the senator from Clay.
Senator from Clay, do you yield?
I always yield to the lucky 13th.
She does. You may
never
proceed,
refuse
Senator
him. How are you doing, Senator?
Good. I just came in on the end of your conversation, but we're talking about seniority in the seats.
Right.
Can we talk about seniority in the offices?
Hey, Senator, you're down there next to me. It's a great place to be.
Oh, I know. I just hope we could enrich that further in our discussions in the future about
actually,
that.
Actually, Senator, part of the discussion was that we do have some seniority within our offices, but I guess in continuing the Senate tradition, we have some minority party offices and some majority party offices.
So that all the colleagues know, there was a time when you were in the minority in the House and I was in the majority.
I was, and I had a closet.
And there was a state representative that was over that committee that pushed through a resolution and pushed through the funding. Eventually, the leadership stopped it.
Are you one of the ones that got me out of that closet?
No, what I was trying to do was eliminate the first floor complexes, because I said no elected official should be put in those
right
offices. And I'll be honest, the majority ruled against what I was pushing, but
right
if we're going to talk about seniority, I just wanted to mention offices as well.
Well,
but
Senator,
that's all we
you,
need to
you,
talk about.
You raise a good point, and I'm honestly happy to talk to you about it, because the office that I was in, even after I moved to a larger one when I was in the minority in the House, you couldn't get to it if you couldn't get to it if you had a handicap.
I always used the argument at the Speaker of the House at that time, who was at that time Representative Gall. He says, why do you pursue this? I says, you never know, someday the Democrats might be in the minority,
right?
And they would like the fairness that we show to the minority now, but I hit deaf ears at that time.
Right.
But that's an issue as well if we're talking about seniority,
Senator,
and the true tradition.
You raise such a good point, because
Senator, when do I not raise a good point?
I'm thinking. No, but Senator, honestly, there is something to be said with regard...
Especially with term limits.
Right, because you never know when you're going to need that person. You just never know. And that's always been part of the glory of the Senate, in that we went by seniority, is that always there was an objective standard that we knew at some point we may end up having to deal with this person, and it bred a sense of cooperation and openness. And every day that we move away from that and we move over to an employee concept as opposed to an objective standard concept, we start infighting and we start turning into Washington, D.C., and that's a bad thing.
Oh, I agree. And I had an opportunity to move my chamber seat, but I have been friends for over 14 years with the senator from Cole, and I enjoy his company. And who would want to trade a seat that you have the opportunity to be next to the senator from Jasper?
Hey,
you just,
Senator,
could not,
if you
do
trade
that,
seats
so.
With me, you can be next to the senator from the 11th, but I'm enjoying this Kansas City thing over here. So,
thank you,
Senator.
Senator.
Further resolutions. Senator from Buchanan.
Senate Resolution number 41, will you refer that to the Rules Committee?
That's 141. 141. It shall be so done, Senator. We're on the order of business of resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a Senate concurrent resolution.
Send the resolution forward. Does the senator care to explain the resolution?
Yes, real briefly, it deals with the importance of international education for higher education students. Thank you, Mr. President.
The resolution shall be printed in the journal. We're on the order of business of concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from the 11th.
I have a bill.
Senator, send the bill forward, and Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill 238, introduced by Senator Callahan, an act relating to the determination of Missouri adjusted gross income for tax purposes.
Senator from the 11th, do you care to explain your bill?
Briefly, Mr. President, this would allow us to decouple from the IRS code and produce $23 to $36 million in revenue to the state. Thank you.
We're on the order of business of introduction of bill. Senator from the 8th.
Mr. President, I have a bill. I'd like to send it forward. I do not need to explain it. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Please send it forward, and Secretary, read the bill.
Senate Bill 239, introduced by Senator Bartle, an act relating to compensation of senior judges and senior commissioners.
Senator from the 24th.
Mr. President, I have two bills.
Please send those forward. Secretary, please read those when they arrive.
Senate Bill 240, introduced by Senator Bray, an act relating to regulation of contract carriers that transport railroad employees.
Senator, do you care to explain your bill?
It's self-explanatory, thank you.
Senate Bill 241, introduced by Senator Bray, an act relating to taxation.
Senator, do you care to explain that bill?
This bill would close some loopholes and gain the state about $70 million. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. We're on the order of business of introduction of bills. Senator from Johnson.
I have two bills.
Please send those bills forward. When they arrive, Secretary, please read those bills.
Senate Bill 242, introduced by Senator Pierce, an act relating to sewer subdistricts.
Senator from Johnson, do you care to explain your bill?
No explanation necessary.
Senate Bill 243, introduced by Senator Pierce, an act relating to the sale of deficiency waiver addendums and other similar products associated with certain loan transactions.
Senator, do you care to explain that one?
No explanation necessary. Thank you.
Thank you. Senator from the 23rd St. Charles District.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill. I ask that it be sent forward.
Please send it forward. When it arrives, Secretary, please read that bill.
Senate Bill 244, introduced by Senator Dempsey, an act relating to personal care services for certain disabled adults.
Senator from the 23rd District of St. Charles, do you care to explain that bill?
Mr. President, self-explanatory. Thank you.
Senator from Boone.
President, I have five bills.
Please send your legislation forward, and we will have the Secretary read that, those bills.
Senate Bill 245, introduced by Senator Schaefer, an act relating to the notification of data security breaches.
Senator from Boone, do you care to explain the legislation?
Senate Bill 246, introduced by Senator Schaefer, an act relating to regional economic development initiatives.
Senator, do you care to explain that bill?
Senate Bill 247, introduced by Senator Schaefer, an act relating to county ordinances establishing minimum standards for residential occupancy.
Senator, would you like to explain that bill?
Just briefly, there was very high-profile case, obviously. The bill we were looking at, but we unfortunately had a death in our county with somebody who was living in substandard conditions.
This would address those circumstances, Mr. President.
And the last bill?
Senate Bill 248, an act relating to the imposition of a transient guest tax by certain municipalities.
Senator, would you care to explain that legislation?
No further explanation, Mr. President.
We're on the business. Pardon me, you have one more bill, and Secretary, would you please read that one?
Senate Bill 249, introduced by Senator Schaefer, an act relating to corporate filings with the Secretary of State.
Senator, would you care to explain that legislation?
Self-explanatory, Mr. President.
We're on the business of introduction of bills. Senator from the 4th.
President, I have three bills.
Please send those bills forward, and when they arrive, Secretary, please read those bills.
Okay.
Senate Bill 250, introduced by Senator Smith, an act relating to the Stop HIV/AIDS in Prison Act.
Senator, do you care to explain that bill?
Mr. President, this bill will help address the spread of HIV in prison.
Senate Bill 251, introduced by Senator Smith, an act relating to campaign finance.
Senator, do you care to explain that bill?
Thank you, Mr. President. This bill will prohibit the payment of campaign expenditures to the direct relatives or spouse of a candidate.
And a final bill.
Senate Bill 252, introduced by Senator Smith et al., an act relating to tax credits to encourage equity investments in technology-based early-stage Missouri businesses.
Senator, do you care to explain that bill?
Mr. President, this is a bill that very similar to the one filed by the senator from Johnson, he and I think will both work to support one another's efforts in this regard. It's known as the Angel Tax Credit. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. We're on the business of introduction of bills. Senator from the 10th.
Mr. President, I have a bill.
Please send it forward. Please read the bill, Madam Secretary.
Senate Bill 253, introduced by Senator Justice, an act relating to elections of school board members.
Senator from the 10th, do you care to explain the bill?
Yes, Mr. President. This would require, when there is an opening on the Kansas City, Missouri school board, that the replacements be made not by the school board, but by special election.
We're on the business of introduction of bills. Senator from St. Francis.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business. Nope, we've got, why don't you check with the Secretary and see if we've got messages from the Governor.
Do we have messages from the Governor? We do. Please.
Could I have the reading waived and ask that the messages be printed in the journal?
Seeing no objection, the message shall be printed in the journal. Senator from Buchanan.
Assuming that those messages dealt with matter of appointments, would ask that those be referred to the Gubernatorial Appointments Committee, and the same for those that were made and messages received last Thursday. Also, while I'm up, would you also refer Senate Concurrent Resolution number 11 and Senate Concurrent Resolution number 12 to the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics?
It shall be so ordered, Senator. Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, then the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements. And, Mr. President, I would ask that you call on me for the first announcement.
Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just for the bodies, we're going to go into recess for a couple hours here because we're hoping that the House will vote on the resolution to turn down the Commission's pay raise recommendation. And the way we would keep it on the calendar is to take it in tonight and start the process so that we could vote on it Thursday. So with hope that the House will act on it, we're going to go ahead and recess to 6 o'clock. That will be my intention. That's the purpose behind that. If anybody's got any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Senator from the 11th, for what reason do you seek recognition?
Can I briefly inquire, Senator from St. Francis?
Senator, you yield?
I do, in fact, yield.
He does. You may proceed.
Senator, when you say you're coming back in at 6, we don't need to be here. You're just reading something.
I happen to be here.
Yes, but I'm just saying we're not going to take any votes.
That's correct.
This is almost a technical.
Yes, almost a technical.
All right.
And would be my intention, just for your purpose, that if the House is still meeting and they're close to a vote, I will at that time ask for a recess to a later time in the evening. If for some reason they really say, hey, we're going to vote on it in a few minutes and we still don't have it yet, I'll say, could we recess to 7 o'clock or something? And that would be but the only purpose
the
for that
purpose
would be
to
take
read
it
in from the House.
That's correct.
All right. Thank you.
No problem.
Senator from 8th, you were seeking recognition.
Yes, Mr. President, I do have an announcement. Other than just noting, Mr. President, that our floor leader is being so dutiful and staying late while so the rest of us can go and frolic. Mr. President, to save the Bluecoats from knocking on every door of the Judiciary Committee, I am announcing the meeting of the Judiciary Committee, Senate Lounge, 6 o'clock tonight. Don't miss it. Fun for all.
Thank you, Senator. Senator from St. Francis.
Mr. President, no further business coming before the body. I move. No. We are going to have second reading. Let's go to the order of business, second reading.
Second reading of bill, Senator from Buchanan.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just want to make sure I didn't have to come back at 6. So, get my glasses out. Senate Bill 151.
Senate Bill 151, an act relating to the personal finance graduation requirement.
Financial. Senate Bill 152.
Senate Bill 152, an act relating to nurse student loans.
Education. Senate Bill 153.
Senate Bill 153, an act relating to the sale of milk.
Agriculture, Senate Bill 154.
Senate Bill 154, an act relating to nonprofit sewer companies.
Jobs, Senate Bill 155.
Senate Bill 155, an act relating to disclosure of the distribution of state funds.
GAFO, Senate Bill 156.
Senate Bill 156, an act relating to travel clubs.
General Law, Senate Bill 157.
Senate Bill 157, an act relating to autism as addressed by the Division of Developmental Disabilities.
Health, Senate Bill 158.
Senate Bill 158, an act relating to health management of captive deer.
Ag, Senate Bill 159.
Senate Bill 159, an act relating to stealing livestock.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 160.
Senate Bill 160, an act relating to the regulation of methamphetamine precursor substances.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 161.
Senate Bill 161, an act relating to investments by the Board of Trustees of Police and Firemen's Pension Systems.
Veterans, Senate Bill 162.
Senate Bill 162, an act relating to disclosure of the distribution of state funds.
GAFO, Senate Bill 163.
Senate Bill 163, an act relating to an income tax deduction for qualified hybrid motor vehicle purchases.
GAFO, Senate Bill 164.
Senate Bill 164, an act relating to a sales tax to fund public safety improvements.
Jobs, Senate Bill 165.
Senate Bill 165, an act relating to the imposition of a transient guest tax by certain cities.
Jobs, Senate Bill 166.
Senate Bill 166, an act relating to the Missouri Uniform Trust Code.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 167.
Senate Bill 167, an act relating to insurance coverage for the diagnosis and treatment of autism spectrum disorders.
Small business, Senate Bill 168.
Senate Bill 168, an act relating to a property tax for cemetery maintenance.
Jobs, Senate Bill 169.
Senate Bill 169, an act relating to the regulation and licensing of Medicare Advantage insurance agents.
Small business, Senate Bill 170.
Senate Bill 170, an act relating to the MoHealthNet Oversight Committee.
Health, Senate Bill 171.
Senate Bill 171, an act relating to wine manufacturers.
General Law, Senate Bill 172.
Senate Bill 172, an act relating to stormwater management charges.
Commerce, Senate Bill 173.
Senate Bill 173, an act relating to renewable energy generation grants.
GAFO, Senate Bill 174.
Senate Bill 174, an act relating to property taxes.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 175.
Senate Bill 175, an act relating to the Parents' Bill of Rights.
Education, Senate Bill 176.
Senate Bill 176, an act relating to the Alzheimer's State Plan Task Force.
Health, Senate Bill 177.
Senate Bill 177, an act relating to salvage vehicles.
Transportation, Senate Bill 178.
Senate Bill 178, an act relating to State Highways and Transportation Commission design-built highway project contracts.
Transportation, Senate Bill 179.
Senate Bill 179, an act to authorize the conveyance of property owned by the state and the city of St. Louis to the State Highways and Transportation Commission.
General Law, Senate Bill 180.
Senate Bill 180, an act relating to criminal mens rea.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 181.
Senate Bill 181, an act relating to protection of crime victim information.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 182.
Senate Bill 182, an act relating to false misleading diplomas.
Education, Senate Bill 183.
Senate Bill 183, an act relating to illegal drug use of applicants and recipients of temporary assistance for needy family benefits.
Progress and Development, Senate Bill 184.
Senate Bill 184, an act relating to dangerous dogs.
General Law, Senate Bill 185.
Senate Bill 185, an act relating to alternate rate schedules.
Commerce, Senate Bill 186.
Senate Bill 186, an act relating to the Healthy Pet Act.
Ag, Senate Bill 187.
Senate Bill 187, an act relating to transient guest taxes.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 188.
Senate Bill 188, an act relating to liquor control.
Commerce, Senate Bill 189.
Senate Bill 189, an act relating to prohibited activities by Kansas City police officers.
General Law, Senate Bill 190.
Senate Bill 190, an act relating to accessibility of offices in the state capitol.
General Law, Senate Bill 191.
Senate Bill 191, an act relating to the issuance of Missouri Development Finance Board Development Fund contribution tax credits.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 192.
Senate Bill 192, an act relating to intoxication-related traffic offenses.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 193.
Senate Bill 193. An act relating to a tax credit for equity investments in qualified Missouri businesses.
Jobs, Senate Bill 194.
Senate Bill 194, an act relating to private investigations for farm commodities.
Ag, Senate Bill 195.
Senate Bill 195, an act relating to the Seed Availability and Competition Act.
Ag, Senate Bill 196.
Senate Bill 196, an act relating to detachment from public water supply districts.
Jobs, Senate Bill 197.
Senate Bill 197, an act relating to anatomic pathology services.
General Law, Senate Bill 198.
Senate Bill 198, an act relating to teacher and school employee retirement systems.
Veterans Affairs, Senate Bill 199.
Senate Bill 199, an act relating to Missouri small business organizations.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 200.
Senate Bill 200, an act relating to stealing.
Judiciary and Mr. President, we have the Secretary re-refer Senate Bill 118 from the Agriculture Committee to Commerce Committee. Both chairmen have agreed to that re-referral.
It shall be so ordered.
Okay. And I am done.
Senator from St. Francis.
Mr. President, no further business coming before the body. I move Senate stand in recess until 6 p.m. today.
The Senate shall stand in recess until... There's a motion before us that the Senate shall stand in recess until 6 p.m. All in favor of that motion, please say aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand in recess until 6 p.m. this evening.